or so ketoma sheretz. I tell you, they made a ketoma sheretz. So Rashi says like this: Li oylam bi alma loy bari harashemish. Reb lezer lekelim hanigmor matayra. I tell you, really, all over Taka Blezold, you do not need harashemish. That's Reb lezer sheet himself. As maybe Reb lezer agrees to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb lezer. These kelim does not need harashemish. Still, you should know here by the paraduma, still there is a hacker. Lefi sheshfuferish shachatis or son kilonoga besheretz linyan minyan rishon v'sheni. Here, this chumra, this shfuferish, if you have this reed that you cut off and you want to use it now to store to put the afer of the para of the paraduma inside it, the rabbanon gave it a tumah like maga sheretz, like mamash sheretz touched it. It's called a rishon l'tumah linyan minyan rishon v'sheni. That the Rabbanan gave it a din, rishon l'tuma, and it can make a sheni l'tuma. Hilkach, therefore, ilav de poro, nasas betfula yoin, zuhoi satrich harashemish. In other words, there's a special chumrah by the paraduma that they gave it a sheni like a rishon l'tuma. And therefore, all rishon l'tuma always has to have harashemish. So since over here you do not need the harashemish, the reason is because by the paraduma, a tful yoin is kosher to do the work. So Pshat is here by the Paraduma is a special Chumra or so Ketama Sheretz. So Marias Elu Mayat is so Loititmo Adam. If so, then this Shmaferis, if it only has a Tumah of a Maga Sheretz, like a Sheretz touched it, the Sheretz true, that's a Nava Tumah. But when it touched this Shmaferis, it made only into a Rishon Tumah. The Lachar is a Rishon, cannot be Matam an Adam. An Adam is only Tumah if he touches a Nava Tumah. If an Adam touches a Rishon Tumah, he's Tor. So that's the kasha. The mayato lo tetam adam. If this reed only has a tumah of a rishon tumah, it should not be matam an adam. Alo matanya, how come we learn it like this? Choytcha, you could cut off this reed. Umatvila toyin tvila. You should know the one that's toivel the reed. He himself has to be toivel himself. Mashmi becomes tamei since he touches this reed. So mashmi the reed is tamei enough to matam the adam. That after the Adam is Matar, the reed, he has to be Matar himself. See, if you say the Rabbanon only gave it a din of a Maga Sheretz, it's not Matam of the Adam. Rashi says, Elamayata dlo yosin elikatama Sheretz, but the Tam Adam. To a Toma Sheretz la Vavatumi, it's not a Navatuma. Vienna Matam Adam. Shalai Mitzino Tuma li Yodam, Vikelam, Anagoyim Batuma, Shakibo Tuma Mecherim, Chutz Mitomi Mace. The only time you have Vatuma Mace, and Yamma Vanefesh and Agas, Titomad Erev. That usually by an avatuma, the Adam is only mekavatuma from the avatuma itself, and not from something that the av touched. Like here, the sheretz touched the shveris, so the reed cannot be matam of the Adam. So Gemara says, but you have to say the elo or son ketumah meis. I tell the rabbanon gave a chumra on this shveris like a tumas meis, mamish like a touched meis. So Rashi kilo nitzmas meis. Shematam Adam. That's the Adin. Mace is called an Avi Avoisa Tumah. Anything that touches the mace becomes an Ava Tumah. And if an Adam touches that, he's also Tumah. So therefore, we made it like this referis touched the mace itself, that it remains an Ava Tumah. That's why it's good why the person that's table it has to go to. Yeah. Again, what? The yellow sun could turn a mace. But the Marihochi, that's true. That's why Rabbanan gave it a Tumas mace to it. Ti boi hazois shlishi shvi. You should have to have real hazor on the third day and the seventh day. Like a regular Tumas mace. Anything that comes in contact with a Tumas mace, the din is you have to have hazor, you have to spritz on it from the mechatis the third day and the seventh day. And then you put it into the mikvah. Alo matan, how come we learned? Choitcho, this reed. You're allowed to cut it off, umatvila, and put it into the mikvah. So, toy umatvila, toy in tvila, umatvila, toy in tvila. The one that's tvila has to go to the mikvah also. But I call part of the diik is tvila in, hazor, shlishu, shviloi. All you have to do is you have to go to the mikvah, that's all. But you don't have a tumas mace on you. Mashmi, you don't have to go have hazor, shlishu, and shvi. The kashra is why? If you tell me now the rabbonin, any kelim you want to use for the paraduma, they gave it a din like tumas meis, so it should have been a din. The person that's being tabled right now, he has to have hazor shlishu shvi. So it works out like this: Elo aso ketome meis b'shvi shloi. It's a drabbanon the ketuma here. Drabbanon gave it a tuma as much as a person has the seventh day of touching a mace. Like you touched a mace, after you went to the shlishi and shvi, he had yazor of the mechatis. Now the yom shvi, you only tell me one day. Like an ava tuma for one day, that's all. So that's the tuma the drabbanon put upon this shoferes hanoid. So the more about Tanya we learned like this. May Oilam Loi Chidsha Dov Bapara. Said the Dinah never gave a Chiddish by the halachas of Paraduma. So Drasha Loi Chidsha Dov Bapara. Afal Pi Shasa Bamailas Harbe. Even though the Rabbanim put a lot of chumris halachas about the Paraduma, Pishvil Hazilzel Hazir, Shoyimitanim Koyim Asarfal Asayset Fuyoyim, that even though because the Rabbanim did this to show that Stukim the wrong, that the Rabbanim went and made the Koyim Tomei, that burnt it, so since they were mezalzel a little bit to metamim and let him be a tful yom to do it, they made a lot of other chumras to be very strict about the paraduma to show that avad he had to be careful not to do it betuma. They never made a tremendous new mila that you don't find other places. That's what it says. Now the kasher is v'yim kishar marta, if it's like you're saying shasa ba'kelim ani gemar b'tayra. If you want to tell me that this reed now really was nigma b'tayra, so Rabbanan gave it a din tumas meis, like in the chachidish gadol is there. So where it says Amr Abaya shloy Amru kurdam metame meishif, that the Brisa says that mihirdo mechidsha dov b'parra doesn't mean they never put a real chidish by hilchos paraduma. Avada they did it. It just means they never did like something different than the Torah would say. That's such a chiddush they didn't do. Like the Moshe, they never said a kurdim, they never said the axe could have tumas meishif on it. Could a time like learn like this? The pasuk says va'yoshif ala kli. If a zav or a nida sits on a kli, that's tumas medrash. So we start dashing like this. Yochel, I would think kof or saw. If you have a measuring cup, this saw that you turned over, the yoshif ala and the zav sat on it. Real tarkiv, another measuring cup, like a measuring barrel, a tarkiv. You turned it upside down, the yoshev aler, and the zav sat on it. Yehei tomei, I would think maybe it has tumas medrash. Lemaisa, the zav is sitting on it now. Talmud loyma, this the pasuk says not like that. The pasuk says veha yoshev ala kli, asha yoshev alav yitma. We dashin only a kli that the zav sits on. That we dashin like this. Mishem yuchad li yeshiva. It has to be a chair or a bed. Something that's all made, it's used to sit on. If you have a chair or a bed that's used is to sit on, then when the Zav sits on it, he gives it to Tumas Medrash. Or the Yotzit there goes out here, these barrels, this Tarkav of this, or this saw, Shoyim Yomloi, we tell you the truth, you turned it upside down not to sit on. But as soon as you need it to measure things with it, we tell you right away, Amoid, get up, get off the barrel, V'nasam Lachtenu, let's use it for its purpose of measuring. So since this barrel is not set aside to use for sitting on, it does not have too much measures. So this is Allah Midiraisa. Now, that's what we say about Paraduma. Loi chidshu dover b'parah never made a chidish means they never said such a chidish that will be for cast from the Torah. Like they will never say by a Paraduma you should know this cardum, an axe, has too much measures. That's why they wouldn't go. Because an axe can never have too much measures. But what are we saying over here? We're just saying now this reed, the Rabbanan gave it a tumas mace. That could be. What's going to be if a reed came in contact with a mace? It has a tumas mace on it. So the Rabbanan gave it a din as if it touched a mace. That's not a chumrah. And that's not called a chiddush. Chiddush means to give it a new din that can't be other places. But a reed could touch a mace, could become tumme. That's what Rabbanan did. Rashi says, "Shtoy amru kurdam tami moshe klaimar leinit no tuma b'parra lekli shein roy l'tuma." That the Rabbanan never did. By paraduma, they never put a tuma upon a kli that doesn't deserve that type of a tuma. Kagoyin leimel that the chum should say kurdam sheinim yuchad yeshiva. You have an axe that's not aimed to be used to sit on. V'yena nasav atuma b'moshe v'zav. If a zav sits on it, he's not matamrit. B'parra to say by parra does become tami. That they never did. Ava a kli a real mekabel tuma, but a kli that could be mekabel this type of a tuma, chitshabo lasa shen and the gei b'meis can gei b'meis. That's a didum. This reed right now could be mekabel tumas mace. If the mace would touch it, it would be mekabel tumah. So the Rabbanan said, even though the mace did not touch it, the Rabbanan gave it a din as if it touched the mace. That year, that's all we could do. So the kitzur were coming out our Mishnah that says halacha that it's kli shenigmar b'tayra, that for kodshim you have to be tevelit. That's because the gzera were afraid maybe the reik of an amaretz was on it and it's still wet when it was finished. Therefore, it was mekabel tumah. And that our Mishnah says all you have to do is just be tevelit and you don't need harashemesh. Can even go according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer agrees all over you do not need harashemesh. That by paraduma that he says you could use it today, that's because vilchus paraduma that Bona gave it in like tumas mace. So therefore, after the tefillah, you should need harashemesh. So that's a chumrah that the chiddush there that you don't need harashemesh to teach that the tzedukim are wrong. Right, then the Mishnah said another chumrah is hakli mitzarf masher b'teichol hakodesh havulah l'truma. If you have a pot and a lot of different pieces of kutchum inside it, so even though a sheretz only touches one piece of meat, which the halacha, that piece should be a rishon, that piece touches another piece to make a sheni, a shlish, a revi, but that's all, not more. The Rabbanan gave a chumrah, no, since it's all in one big pot, even though you have 100 pieces there, all the pieces are tummy. Hakli mitzarev mashav teich l'kodesh. It's like one big piece, and the sheretz touched one piece, it's like the sheretz touched all the pieces are tummy. But that's only a chumrah for kutchim, avulah l'truma. The get to truma, we don't say this. The get to truma, the piece that the sheretz touched his tummy, that makes a sheni makes a shlishi, and that's all. But for truma, you only have a shlishi, not more. So Rosh says, minohani mili. How do we know this? You said that a kli can be mitzarev. Omer Reb Chonin, the Yom HaKorot Apostle says, kaf achas asar rezov malei kateres. One kaf of weight, the weight of asar zov, ten zov, malei kateres, full of kateres. Is akosiv also the chol mashu b'kaf achas? That's what kaf achas, one kaf means, that everything inside it is like one. Yeah. So that's the chumra here. So chumra it's mashu b'kaf achas, it's midiraisa. Mosiv rav kan, rav kan yitzakash like this, it says, hoisiv rav kiva rav kiva added on, that has solus via kateres via levoina, via gecholim. That even the solus, the flower, the keteris, and the levoino, the hagachol, and the coals, shem nogat full yain the miktasoi, if a tool yain touch part of it, poslas kuloi, all of it becomes tummy. Fihod rabboni, and pshit it is only a dinder rabbonin? So bezoi, like how could you dash in a posik, mashma clearly it's only with the rabbonin here. Drashi noisu rabbi kiva, reishi katoni heid rabbi shimon alef, rachatish nogat tummy, the miktasoi poslas kuloi. And on this it says that not only Efer Chattis, but Rebbe Kiva added these things also. Levoino Gecholim, Rashi says, Afa pi dalav oichoninu, even though they're not food, Zechura coal that's not food should not be mekabel tuma, it's not a kli, it's not food. Avechiva sa kodesh machshroshna tuma, since it's being used now for kodshim, that's a klal, chiva sa kodesh makes the kosher to be used for gives it a din to mekabel tuma. So I call upon Rabbi Kiva of these things. Now these things for sure is only tumim with the Rabbanan. So that's the kash. If you want to tell me now the Reisha, is it din dir Isa or Yidash and Apostik? How come Rabbi Kiva is meisav on that? For sure Keter is only with the Rabbanan. For the more Mimai, what's the Raya? Midetoni Reisha, since it says in the Reisha, Heyed Rabbi Shurim ben Meseiro, Al-Efer Chatesh Nagatom Ben-Mitzosoi, Shetim Es Kulai. It says in the Reisha that Efer Chatesh, that if you touch part of it, it also becomes tamei. Uketoni says, "Are this house of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva was meisav on this." Trashi postles kulam lefi shaklim mitzarf from yachid v'ach edus midrabbonani. It's only midrabbonin. Midutoni rei shalef achatis v'vad yakochet rabbonani. Di mikro drabchonin lek lemele velakotshim is veyach. Avuleif a paraloi. You want a dash from the posuk kafachazorazom lekateris. Kateris there means that's things they use on the mizbeach in the base of mitzvah on the mizbeach. But for the eifer pora duma it's not on the mizbeach. How do you, that doesn't have chibas hakodesh? That you can't tell me that it could be makabel tuma. So if he's talking about eifer pora, it has to be only with the rabbanin. So if it's only with the rabbanin, how do you dash in the posuk here? So Moshe says like this: on the Resh Lakish mishum bakapora.